24 May 2012, the Great Mosque in Irving of Jal Maghrib, Dallas.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة I will stop here. These are a few verses from Surah Yunus, Jonah, 10th Surah of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah, listen carefully. Allah, listen carefully. Inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Certainly the friends of Allah, awliya Allah, la khawfun alayhim, they have nothing to fear. Wa la hum yahzanun, they will not grieve. Who are they? Allah Himself defines it. Who are the awliya Allah, friends of Allah? The next verse. Alladhina amanu, those who believe, wa kanu yattaqoon, and follow the path of taqwa. Taqwa is a very simple term, but its meaning is very wide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us again and again in the Holy Quran, to earn taqwa. Literally it means fear of Allah. It has many shades of meaning. Keeping aloof from things which disturb you, which give you difficulty, is also taqwa. So in that sense, taqwa means saving yourself from activities which bring dissatisfaction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will not do what dissatisfied my Lord. You're the best taqwa. There is a famous saying of our Prophet, how can you be the most important person in the field of taqwa? If you keep yourself aloof from things which Allah has made haram, has forbidden, you are the most muttaqi, earner of taqwa. Taqwa is not the name of saying prayers, tahajjud prayers for the whole night, saying five times of prayers in the mosque, in the first row, paying a lot of money to the poor all around the world, but at the same time involving yourself in a lot of sins, things which displease Allah. Allah does not like adulterated taqwa, which has been mixed with sins. Even if you don't say rak'ah of tahajjud, you just say the farz, wajib. Don't say any nawafil, additional, optional things. But you save yourself from things which displease Allah. This is far better than doing a lot of good works and mixing them with a lot of sins. So taqwa basically means keeping aloof from things which displeases Allah. Many places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about taqwa. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. O the believers, ittaqullah, earn taqwa, follow the path of taqwa. Here the solution is given. How will you achieve taqwa? Kunu maas sadiqeen. Be with the truthful ones, be with the sincere ones. Those who are sincere to Allah, obey Him sincerely, keep aside all sinful things, be with them, you will earn taqwa. There is a verse, اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O the believers, اِتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, fear Allah. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, as He should be feared. As He should be feared. Be careful about Allah, as one should be careful about Him. We are very careful in the office when we have our boss around. If it is declared today that Barack Obama will come to this city tomorrow, things will be totally different. Everybody will be busy doing something which fits their passion. How big is Barack Obama compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hasn't he created thousands and millions and billions of, if not billions, millions of human beings in the dark mothers uterus? Quran declares it. خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Creation within creation, creation after creation, in three darknesses. Mother's womb. Where was Barack Obama created? Where are men created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers again and again to our source of creation. Remember where you have been created. So, think about Him, who has created you from such a small dot, nutfa, then alaqa, clot of blood, then mudra, piece of flesh. How much care does He demand? There is a verse in the Quran in the language of Nuh alayhi salam, Prophet Noah. He addresses his nation. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا. What has happened to you, you do not attribute grandeur to Allah. What has happened to you that you do not attribute the grandeur which is due to Allah? The care that He demands, esteem that He demands. What has happened to you? You do not behave like that. This is from the lecture of Nuh alayhi salam, delivered some 5,000 years from today, how he talked with his people. Next verse, وَقَدْ بَقَدَقَ مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُنَّا لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. And He has created you in stages. Remember the first stage, you are a dot, nutfa. Then you are an alaqa, a clot of blood in your mother's womb. So behaving with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that His status demands, is the demand of taqwa. So the Quran talks again and again, ittaqullah, ittaqullah, ittaqullah. So this taqwa is defined in the verse I recited. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Be careful, listen carefully. Inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim. Inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Certainly the friends of Allah have nothing to fear. They will not grieve. Who are they? Allah defines. Allazina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Those who believe and have earned taqwa. From the simple meaning of the verse, every Muslim fills the definition. Allazina amanu, we have all believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Very uttering of the kalima makes us muttaqi, to a small degree though. Allazina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Those who have believed, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and follow taqwa, earn taqwa, follow the path of taqwa, move carefully, always remembering, how much careful should I be before Him? He sees me, He knew me when I was in the mother's womb, He knows me now. The next verse. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. This is the verse which I have made my topic today. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. For them is good news. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, in the life of this world. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and also in the آخِرَةِ. لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى, good news is for them. For whom? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. In the first verse they have been called the friends of Allah, أَوْلِيَاءَ Allah. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Be careful, listen carefully. Allah is translated like that. Allah, are you listening? Listen carefully. إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Certainly the friends of Allah have nothing to be afraid. They will not grieve. Next. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who believe and follow the path of taqwa. Taqwa means following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the role model. What is taqwa? Look at the life of the Prophet. Every action is taqwa. From that point of view, even laughing like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taqwa. It is narrated in the hadith that when he would mount a camel or an ass or a mule, he would pray as has been directed in the Quran, Surah Zukhruf. سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين. This dua is very well known to many of you. Or if you board a transport of the water, Bismillah majriha wa mursaha, or in the air, that which floats. Transports floating in the water, transports floating in the air. For both you can recite Bismillah majriha wa mursaha, inna rabbi la ghafuru rahim. Now the narration in the hadith is regarding when he used to mount an animal, ass, mule, horse, camel. Then he would first recite the dua. Then he would look at the sky and give a small smile. He laughed a little. It is narrated that Ali radiallahu ta'ala always did the same. Whenever he used to mount a transport of those days are the animals of burden, he used to laugh like that. Somebody asked him, why do you smile? I have seen the Prophet smiling like this. So smiling like the Prophet is a very dear taqwa amal. Moving as the Prophet did. Everything that is done following Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taqwa. Another definition of taqwa. So, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who believe and follow the path of taqwa. Taqwa, as I said, has a wide shade of meaning. Keeping aloof from things which displease Allah is a very wide known meaning. Doing things which please Him, because just keeping aloof is one stage. Then you should do good deeds and go forward. I say, you say tahajjud prayers, then engage yourself in a lot of activities which are evil. If you keep yourself aloof from sins, and then you are on the neutral position. Now if you do more tahajjud, you raise up. So you go up in the degree. So the beginning is iman. Next, taqwa. For them, the verse I recited, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Hayat al-dunya is a very well-known term. Hayat means life, dunya means dunya, that world. For them is the good news in this world, of ilakhirah, and also in the hereafter. What does good news mean? All the blessings of the earth will be bestowed upon them. Islam is a religion of peace. Basic word is salima. From that comes aslama. Aslama means he surrendered himself. The word Islam is the basic verb root, Islam, act of surrendering. From that the next verb is aslama, he surrendered. He who surrenders is called a Muslim. Our name is Muslim. The basic word is salima in three letter verb. Salima means he remained at peace. Aslama, he surrendered. By surrendering oneself fully, you attain peace. The basic root word is salima, same lam mim. So our religion is the religion of peace. It is the religion of surrendering. There is a very famous verse in the Holy Quran. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِيَ نَفْسَهُ. Who is more foolish than one who does not follow the path of Ibrahim, Abraham? وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. We selected him in this world. وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. I selected Ibrahim in this world, and he will be from amongst the righteous ones in Akhirah. Next. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When his Lord asked him, أَسْلِمْ, surrender, command form أَسْلِمْ. قَالَ, he said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have surrendered myself to the Lord of the worlds. أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So our very religion demands surrender, and surrendering brings peace, surrendering brings happiness. Look at the life of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. How he left Hajra radiallahu anha alayhi salam, both are okay, and his baby Ismail. The narration in the Quran is something, explanation in the hadith is different. In the Quran, the most important narration is, Ya Bunayya, inni ara fil manami anni azbahuka. I have seen in my dream that I am slaughtering you. Zabih. The child, he was a child at that time. The child says, Ya Batifa al Ma'tumar, satajiduni inshaAllah min as-sabirin. Oh my dear father, execute what you have been ordered. Ifal ma tu'mar. Satajiduni inshaAllah min as-sabirin. You will get me a passion fund. I will not cry. I will not shout. Slaughter me. When can this happen? Our children won't do this. If you narrate to them, my dear son, I have dreamt last night that I am slaughtering him. He will cry out. The whole house will be different. But look at the child here. He is saying, Ya Watifa al Matumar, oh my dear father, carry out Matumar, what you have been ordered. Satajiduni inshaAllah min as-sabirin. You will certainly find me a very passionate one. When can a child speak like this? If the child has not loved his father, has not known his father is a prophet, and the child knows dreams of prophets are true, what they see in the dream is an order, therefore he is saying, Satajiduni inshaAllah min as-sabirin. If'al, do ma, what, tu'mar, you have been ordered. You have been ordered is a passive voice form. If'al, carry out. Ma, tu'mar, what you have been ordered. How does he know it is an order? Because the child knows he has been born in the family of a great prophet. The child knows, my father has dreamed. In the case of prophets, the dream is an order. Not so in our case. How can the child behave like that if he had not come from a family where they are dedicated to his father? Now the Quran talks about this earliest incidents. It doesn't talk about his mother and himself being laid at a point between Safa and Marwa. Quran has a unique way of stating situations. That is in the hadith. Quran states about Safa and Marwa, Inna Safa wal Marwata min Shaa'irillah. Certainly Safa and Marwa are from the signs of Allah. Shaa'irillah. Why does Allah call Safa and Marwa signs of Allah? The name of Hajra alayhi salam is not there. That she walked between the two hills is not there in the Quran. It is in the hadith. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates, Abraham left his wife Hajra and his baby son Ismail in the wilderness. No residential location around, not even a tent. How can a man leave his wife and dear son in a place where there is no vegetation? No one around. And how can they be passionate on that? So in the Quran, only the names of the two hills are there. Inna Safa al-Marwata min Shaa'irillah. Certainly Safa and Marwa are from the signs of Allah. Inna Safa al-Marwata min Shaa'irillah. Faman hajjal bayta, whoever performs pilgrimage, performs hajj, aw ir tamara, or performs Umrah, فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا. This is wajib. Running between Safa and Marwa. Safa is in the south, Marwa is in the north. From Safa, the Haji goes to Marwa. From Marwa, comes to Safa. 7 times. Safa to Marwa one, Marwa to Safa twice, Safa to Marwa thrice, 7 times. Now the Prophet says, this is not in the Quran, the names of the two hills are all in the Quran, Inna Safa wal Marwa. That is a peculiar way of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken a particular procedure of describing things. Name of Hajara is not there. In the Hadith, the Prophet himself tells this story to his companions. Abraham left them in a place somewhere in between Safa and Marwa. The hills were there. No other thing was there. She left baby Ismail at a place in between the two hills, slightly on the west side. Baby was here. The hill Safa is on the south, Marwa is on the north. May Allah give you tawfiq, everybody, to perform pilgrimage in Umrah. There is a beautiful prayer. Allahumma arzuqna hajja baytika al-haram. Pray with me. Allahumma arzuqna hajja baytika al-haram. O Allah, give us rizq. Rizq, arzuqna. Rizq means sustenance. Give us the opportunity of performing hajj. Sing those signs of yours. Performing pilgrimage. Allahumma arzuqna hajja baytika al-haram. So the Prophet narrates the story. The Quran only mentions the hills. Inna Safa wal Marwa ta min sha'airillah. The Hadith, the literature shows us, Prophet says, in Bukhari Sharif, it is there, that she kept her son at that point. Initially, she was given a few dates and a little bit of water. When Abraham was leaving them, she asked, where are you going? Abraham didn't reply. She again asked, where are you going, leaving us here? He didn't reply. Third time she asked, are you leaving us here by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This time also Ibrahim didn't reply. He just nodded. And the lady spoke out, if you are leaving us at the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have nothing to fear. How can a wife behave like that? How will our wives behave? If you leave them in a field where there is no residential accommodation within 1 mile, how she will cry. What are you doing? Oh, people, help me. But look at the reaction of Hajara. This is in the Hadith. Are you leaving us here by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He didn't reply. He just nodded. Then she spoke out, if you are doing so because of the command of Allah, I have nothing to fear. What a wife she was. How can a wife be like this if the husband is not like that? Good husbands make good wives. Behavior is a very important item. How could he submit herself so much that she agreed to live in the wilderness? Not a single person all around. Only a bunch of dates and little bit of water. So Ibrahim went away. He left them there. A few days later the water was finished. Dates were finished. No milk to feed the baby. So she kept the baby here and went up the Safa to look around. No sign of fire. Usually in these areas, if a fire is seen, some smoke is going out, that is a sign that a tent has been established. So there are people who have come here. If I go there, I can get something. She found nothing. So she came down and walked out. Now in the middle there was a ditch. From that point she could not see the baby, therefore she ran this part of the path. She ran quickly. Then she again moved to Marwa. The place is Makkah Mukarrama, Kaaba Sharif. She did the same 7 times. Every time she passes by this low path, she runs, because the baby cannot be seen. Otherwise the baby can be seen. She looks at the baby and runs, looks at the baby and runs. The middle position is a place where she cannot be seen because the place is lower in depth. After she reached Marwa on the 7th journey and started coming out, she noted there was something like water at the feet of the baby. So she came. and found that water is gushing forth from the water, from the ark. That is Zamzam. That is how the Prophet narrated the story. It is not in the Quran. In the Quran, Inna Safa wal Marwata min Sha'irillah. Only the mention of the hills upon which her feet fell, upon which the feet of Hazara alayhi salam fell, Quran mentions that. The story is not there in the Quran. My point is putting before you, how can the lady be so sabira, so patient? She has seen the character of Ibrahim. The same story relates to our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Khadija. How she behaved on the very first day when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back from Hira. He was utterly disturbed mentally. Oh Khadija, wrap me up. What will happen to me? I don't know what is going to happen. Such and such things have happened. He was extremely worried. But Khadija was calm. No, it can't be. You are a person who takes care of the poor, who takes care of the orphans, looks after people, poor people. Allah will not dishonor you. Certainly this thing is a good omen. How could she get this confidence? Just think for a while, in our domain, do we expect such behavior from our wives? Do they comfort us? This can come only when the wife sees his husband, her husband, is an out-and-out Muslim. He is a good person. His behavior is good. His talkings are good. So peace comes when there is ideal condition. But for peace, Hazara couldn't behave like that. But for peace, Khadija couldn't behave like that. And the Quran talks about this. Allah, again the word Allah. Listen carefully. Allah, bizikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. In the remembrance of Allah, do the hearts get peace? How do you get peace? The words of the Quran mentions. Allah, listen carefully. Bizikrillahi, in the zikr of Allah, tatma'innul qulub. Hearts get peace. So the way to get peace is remembrance. And how? What is the meaning of remembrance? Remembrance has many shades of meaning. وَاقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي The Quran states. This is in Surah Taha. There the address is towards Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Musa alayhi salam. وَاقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي Establish prayer for my remembrance. This verse has been addressed to Musa alayhi salam. All prophets spoke about salah. Even Ibrahim. This is not in the Quran, but in the Bukhari Sharif. The Prophet left Hazara and Ismail. There are mountains all around, hills small and big. He moved away from them. One hill, second hill, third hill, he could not see them anymore. Then he made a prayer. This is in Surah Ibrahim, 14th part of Quran. رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ He prays to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After he can see his wife no more, he can see his baby no more, then he prays. The hadith that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates it. When was this prayer made? رَبَّنَا إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي in Surah Ibrahim. When Ibrahim moved away from Hazara and Ismail alayhi wa sallam and he could not see them anymore, then he made this prayer. رَبَّنَا O our Lord, إِنِّي أَسْكَنْتُ Min Zudriyati. I have left my generation. This Ismail is my son. I have left him there. Where? Biwadin ghairizi zarin. In a valley where nothing grows. Even today, nothing grows in the hills of Makkah, in the valleys of Makkah. Biwadin ghairizi zarin. In a valley where nothing grows. Why? Rabbana liyuqimu salah. O our Lord, establish salah. It's a wonderful narration. Why am I leaving my baby here? لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَىٰ To establish prayer. How will you establish prayer? There is no people around. In a wilderness you are leaving a baby and a baby son. This is Allah's plan. Therefore, after the incidents of slaughtering, that is in the Quran. The dream is in the Quran. إِنِّي أَرَىٰ فِي الْمَنَامِ Surah Saffat. Ibrahim says to Ismail, Ya Bunayya, O my dear son, Inni arafil manam, I have dreamt last night. Anni azbahuka, that I am slaughtering you. I am making zabah. Fanzur maza tara. Wonderful expression. What do you say, my dear son? Fanzur maza tara. Ibrahim says, Inni arafil manam, I have seen in my dream. Anni azbahuka, that I am slaughtering you. Fanzur maza tara. What do you say about this? Ismail replied instantly, Ya Batifal Ma Tumar, O my dear father, carry out the order of Allah. He knows the dream is an order of Allah. Ifal Ma Tumar, Satajiduni, inshaAllah, minas sabirin. That is the number two incidents. Incident number one, leaving him as a baby, mother sucking him. Incident number two, he has grown up. Ibrahim comes quite often to see them. He was in a far off place, but he is coming. When he has grown up, he can move with the father, then this incident occurs. He grows up, a bigger lad now. Then another verse in the Quran, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ When Ibrahim and Ismail were rebuilding the Kaaba, they prayed to Allah. That prayer is the prayer of all Muslims throughout the whole world. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ When did he pray like this? When he was rebuilding the Kaaba. How? With the help of his son. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ Ibrahim and Ismail. Ismail now is a grown-up lad. He's helping his father. And the two prayed, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ Next he continues this prayer. رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ Oh Lord, make us Muslims for you. One who has surrendered themselves. Muslims means one who has surrendered. Such people. Rabbana waj'alna muslimaini. Muslimaini means two, because they are two praying. In Arabic, dual number is there even in vows and in nouns. Waj'alna muslimaini laka. Make us two as such that we can surrender ourselves completely before you. Waj'alna muslimaini laka. Number one. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ And in your future generation, make a community who will be Muslims. We are that group of Muslims, the community of Muslims, prayed by Ibrahim. The Quran says in Surah Hajj, مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ You are a community for which your forefather Ibrahim prayed. هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ He gave you the name Muslims. Who gave you the name Muslims? Ibrahim gave you the name. Verse is here. Rabbana waj'alna muslimaini laka. Make us two Muslims. Wa min zurriyatina and in our future generation, ummatan muslimatan laka. A ummah who will be totally surrendering before you. Wa arina manasikana. Teach us the principles of Hajj. How to perform Hajj, how to say prayers. Innaka anta tawwab. Third verse in the group. رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ O our Lord, send amongst my future generation a prophet. وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا Send a prophet in my future generation. رَسُولًا يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ He will recite your verses. What will that prophet do for whom he is praying? Send us a prophet from amongst my future generation. What will the prophet do? He defines the activities. Number one, يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ He will recite your verses. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ He will teach you, he will teach the book, means meaning and explanation. Third, وَالْحِكْمَةِ He will teach wisdom. وَيُزَكِّهِمْ He will purify them. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Our Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, this is in the hadith, I am the reply of my forefather's prayer. Ibrahim prayed how many years ago? The time is approximately 2500 years. Our Prophet came 2500 years after Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed. Our Prophet is how many years away from now? 1400 years. And before that another 2500 years. So 2500 years before him, 1400 years after him. What is the total time then? 3900 years. 3900 years from today, Ibrahim made this prayer. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ So our Prophet used to say, I am the reply to the prayer of Ibrahim. Ibrahim prayed for me, I have come. Ibrahim is here, his eldest son is Ismail. In the branch of Ismail, the Prophet comes 2500 years later. In the other branch, Ibrahim, son, second son, Ishaq. Ishaq is a prophet, Ismail is a prophet. After Ismail, 2500 years passes. Then comes Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only one. And the last, and the greatest. In the other branch, Ishaq, alaihi wasallam, is a prophet. His son, Yaqub. The Bible calls him Jacob. Ishaq is Isaac. Yaqub is Jacob. He is a prophet. Jacob's son Yusuf, he is Joseph in the Bible. Joseph is a prophet. The other name of Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, is Israel. Therefore his entire generation is referred to as Bani Israel. Bani Israel means, oh, the sons of Israel. Israel is the other name of Yaqub alayhi salam. The state Israel today bears the name of whom? Jacob, Yaqub alayhi salam. Other name of Yaqub alayhi salam is Israel. So the address in the Bani Israel in the Quran means, oh, the sons of Yaqub. Bani Israel, Israel means Yaqub. So there are a huge number of prophets in this branch. Ya Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, Yaqub, Jacob, Yusuf, Joseph, Moses, Jesus, Dawood, Solomon, all prophets are in this branch. In this branch there is only one, Rabbana Abbasim, Rasulan, he didn't say Rasulan. Send prophets, he didn't say, send a prophet. That is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These narrations in the Quran tell us to be proud of our religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a religion. We do not show gratitude. Gratitude brings peace. When we finish eating, we have a prayer which our Prophet taught. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana. All praise belongs to Allah who has fed us. At'ama means He fed. At'amana, He fed us. Wa saqana. Saqa means He gave to drink. He gave us to drink. Finish. Why? Wa ja'alana minal muslimin. The prayer is Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana. وَسَقَانَا وَجَعَلَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. The first two are relevant to the food. He gave us the food to eat. He gave us the drink to drink. Why talk about Islam? The scholars of ulama say, which is the greatest blessing? Your food, your drink, or your Islam? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given through His Prophet such a prayer, such a supplication, where He says, oh Allah, we are grateful that You have made us Muslims. وَجَعَلَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. All praise belongs to Allah that He has given us the food to eat, the drink to drink. وَسَقَانَا next. وَجَعَلَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah has made us Muslims. We have every reason to be proud about Islam. Look at the origin of Islam. We have narrated here how the Prophet's prayers, Prophet was prayed for in the prayer of the Prophet Ibrahim. My main point is, this is Islam. Islam is elaborated in the Quran. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّ أَسْلِمْ. Next verse. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. أَسْلَمْتُ. Whoever surrenders to himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bound to get peace. Peace will come to him. Islam is the religion of peace. When the Prophet migrated to Medina Sharif, in his first lecture he said, أَفْشُ السَّلَام. Give salam very much. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. We have made it restricted. When he meets someone on the way, if he is known to me, we say, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? If he is not known, we never say, Assalamu alaikum. That is not the sunnah of our Prophet. Sunnah of our Prophet demands, we say, Assalamu alaikum to everyone. You may say that is difficult in Dallas, because most of the people may be Christians. But even then, if you say, Assalamu alaikum, and then you find that he is not a Muslim, it doesn't matter. You get the reward for your salam. Particularly in countries like India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. You say Assalamu alaikum to every person that you meet. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you. Peace here means the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet's famous lecture in Medina, the first lecture in Medina, the first uttering is Afshu salam. Whenever you go to your house, you must say Assalamu Alaikum. Every time you enter your house, you say Assalamu Alaikum to the lady in the house, to the children. You come out, you have to go to the grocery. The lady in the house wants you to bring some salt. You come out saying Assalamu Alaikum. Then you bring the salt from the grocery, you enter the house, say again Assalamu Alaikum. Do we give salam to that extent to our wives? How is salam come? You are not giving salam. The Prophet is saying, Afshu salam. Give salam very much. Afshu means very much. Give salam to your mother, give salam to your daughter. Every time you leave and enter, every time you leave and enter. When you leave, Assalamu Alaikum. When you enter, Assalamu Alaikum. Islam is the religion of salam. Afshu salam. Give salam very much. Every activity in Islam is directed towards salam. Peace. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a model. He showed us how to behave. And the Quran narrates many things. Family consists of the parents. Family consists of the children. Our Prophet taught through the Quran. The Quran asked him, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. Your Lord decrees, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. Don't worship anyone except Him. Finish. You'll be astonished to see how much time Allah has given for His worshipping and how much time for the parents. I recite, we count the time. وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. Finish. Next, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَاقْصِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Compare the time he spent in his worshipping, time he has mentioned about parents. Meaning, وَقَدَى رَبُّكَ, your Lord has decreed, Allah ta'budu illa iya. Don't worship anyone except Him. Finish. Next. Wabil walidaini ihsana. Do ihsan to your parents. Wabil walidaini. Walidain means parents. Father and mother together. Ihsana. Do ihsan to your parents. What is the meaning of ihsan? The following verses explain ihsan. What is ihsan? Imma yablughanna indakal kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma. If one of them or both of them are with you at their old age, very weak, very aged, fala taqul lahuma uffin. Don't say even the slightest uttering of displeasure before them. Uff. The word in Arabic is la taqul lahuma uffin. Don't say uff. When do you say uff? Somebody hits you very pain. Uff. Allah says don't say uff. The word in Arabic is very much similar in Bangladeshi, in many other languages. Don't say oof. Means don't utter the slightest sound which makes them feel, my son is not pleased with me. So the first item is فَلَا تَقُلَّهُ مُوفٍ. Next, وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't rebuke them. وَقُلَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Number three, speak with them most respectfully. Number four, وَقْفِبْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Spread your wings of mercy towards them all the time. As you spread your wings, two hands to the baby who has just learned to walk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, spread your wings of mercy to your parents in similar manner. Every minute ready to serve them. Every minute careful about them. Nothing displeases them, you should be careful. Four items. لَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. Don't say oof. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't rebuke them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Talk to them respectfully. وَقْفِبْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Spread the wings of rahmah towards them. Next five. This is very well known to us. وَقُلْ, and you say, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. That is how the Quran teaches us to behave with the parents. Unfortunately, we are in America, where after 18, the children are free. We are in a different country. Where will the boys carry out these duties? Prescribed in the Quran. How the Prophet behaved. You will say, how can the Prophet behave? He lost his father when he was in the mother's womb. He lost his mother when he was 6 years old. The scholars of Islam say, look at how he behaved with his foster mother, Halima. Halima was alive. Halima who fed her when he was a child. She was alive after Hijrah. She used to come quite often to the Prophet. Every time she would come, the Prophet would stand up and take the sheet over his shoulders, spread it on the earth, and then ask Halima, "Mother, sit down here." He was busy talking official matters with companions of his. Even then, every time she would see Halima, he would stand up, take out the sheet from over his shoulders, spread it on the earth, and then say, "Mother, sit down here." So the amal according to this verse has been shown by the Prophet, not to Amina, but to Halima. How do you behave in the house? What behavior does your son or your daughter see? How you are behaving with your mothers? In the West we are taught, keep them aloof, put them in the old man's home. How will the peace come? The Quran says, Anishkur li wali walidaik elsewhere. Be grateful to me and be grateful to your parents. How to be grateful? That is the way the Quran describes. This item is a very important item. Unfortunately, the situation is totally different. We cannot create the situation in a day. But our house is a world of ours. We can create such a situation in our house. The children see with their own eyes how we behave with our parents, the old ladies, old gentlemen. Number one, parents, behavior with parents. Number two, behavior with the lady in the house. There is a wonderful verse in the Quran. Every time we speak about this verse, our male listeners say, "Don't tell this verse before the ladies. Don't tell this verse before the ladies." Because that sticks so much in their favor. This is verse number 19 in Surah number 4. Surah Nisa, verse 19. I give you the dial number. 4:19. Surah 4, verse number 19. The verse is, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat them well, your wives. عَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ means treat them in the best possible manner. Whom? Your wives. This much is okay, but the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after that is noteworthy. فَإِنْ كَرِيْتُمُهُنَّ. If you dislike certain things about them, your wife. Karihtumuhunna means if you dislike. If you dislike certain things about them, the ladies, your wife. فَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْعَىٰ وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهُ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Maybe you dislike certain things, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you great amount of good and virtue therefrom. فَعَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُ شَيْعًا. Maybe you dislike certain things. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. خَيْرَ كَثِيرًا. Many good things He will bestow upon you. How do you behave as a wife? So behavior with the parents, behavior with the wife. These two are the most important aspects. Sons will behave all right. The house consists of these three basic elements. And the Prophet has taught how to behave with the children. His sons were not there, they were not alive. His daughters were all grown up. His eldest daughter, Zainab radiallahu anhu, died before him. Zainab had a daughter, his eldest daughter Zainab. She bore a daughter, Umama. Umama was loved by the Prophet so much, she would be seen crawling in the mosque, coming to the Prophet. Every time he saw her, he would take her in the lap. You have heard about this Hassan and Hussain radiallahu anhuma. Every time the children came trotting, he would take them up in the laps. How he loved the children. This part we do very often. We love our children. Giving them good education is another part which is missed. We give them all the manners of the West. We don't teach the Quran. The teaching of the Quran is being neglected. That brings peace. The recitation of the Quran brings peace. The Quran says, وَإِذَا قُرِيَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقُرْآنُ وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا. Whenever the Quran is recited, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Listen to it carefully. وَأَنْصِتُوا. Keep quiet. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that mercy descends upon you. Again, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. I send down in this Quran in which lies healing and mercy for the believers. How can the rahmat of Allah, mercy of Allah descend in your house if Quran is not recited? We study the Quran, we don't recite it. Remember, there are two aspects. These are mentioned by Ibrahim. 3900 years ago. Rabbana abas fihim rasulan yatlu alayhim ayati. The citation of the verses. First item. Second, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. Teach them the book. Teaching means teaching them the meaning, teaching them the explanation. That is item number two. First item is recitation. So the recitation of the Quran brings peace in the house. Quran claims, recite me, I will bring rahmat of Allah in your house. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So recitation of the Quran is a thing very much neglected in our houses. Even those who say prayer regularly don't care about recitation. It's very much neglected. How much recitation the Prophet used to do? How much recitation the companions of the Prophet used to do? Very much. So I'm submitting that peace will definitely come if we follow Islam fully. At least we try to follow it fully. The reward will be according to our intention and trials, how much we have tried. In Islam, the reward is not on attainment. You have some studies for undergraduate course in university. He works very hard, but he fails. He's gone. All efforts gone in vain. Never so in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make attempts to memorize, or your son makes attempts to memorize. He is not a hafiz. He has not been able to do it. But the scholars of Allah say, the attempts he has made, he will be rewarded for that. This is in the Quran. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا فَهُوَ هُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Whoever intends Akhirah, makes an intention for Akhirah, I will do this to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ, whoever makes intention for Akhirah, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, makes efforts there too. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. So two items. أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ, makes intention for Akhirah, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, and makes efforts there too. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, their efforts will be duly appreciated. What is the meaning of appreciated? The scholars of Islam narrate a story of Badshah Mamun al-Rashid after Harun al-Rashid. To illustrate what is the meaning of فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا, their efforts will be appreciated. What is the meaning of their efforts will be appreciated? This explanation is given in the form of a story. Abbasid Khalifa Mamun was very, very violent, very careful about his subjects. Anyone could approach him. So a villager far away from Baghdad was in extreme poverty. Things were very bad. His wife suggested, go to the Caliph Mamun, he is a very good person. I should take some gifts. What gifts can he take? His wife suggested, your well is very well known for sweet water. Take a bottle of, like a pitcher full of water. He carried it miles after miles, reached Baghdad. The Darwan stopped him. I want to meet the Caliph. All right, come on. He went to the Caliph, presented the pitcher of water. I love you, Caliph. That is why I have brought a gift. What gift have you brought for me? This water, which is renowned in my area as the sweetest water in the world. Oh, very well, very well, very nice. Sit down. Then he takes the pitcher, calls the servant, take it inside, put all the water in the inner house, the place where there is a small water cubicle. Put it there. Fill the pitcher with gold coins. Bring it to me. So one pitcher of water, reward is one pitcher full of gold coins. The farmer was pleased beyond anything. He carried the pitcher full of gold coins very carefully. The Caliph asked the servant, move with this man. Take him beside the river Euphrates, the river beside Baghdad. Make him drink a little bit of water from there. So his servant did the same thing, made the farmer drink some water. It was sweeter than his well. Why do king has given me so much of rewards, pitcher full of gold coins? He went back to Mamun. The water flowing in the river, so many tons of water per second, sweeter than water I brought for you. Why have you given me this pitcher full of gold coins? He said, I have not given you the price. I have appreciated your love for me. You said you love me. Because you said love me and you brought a gift, I also gave you a gift. This is because of appreciation of your loving. So the scholars of Islam say, if Caliph can give one pitcher full of gold coins, appreciating his love for the Caliph, how much can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give for us? So that's the meaning of فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعِهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Their efforts will be rewarded.
Sir, time is almost finished.
My manager warns me the time is finished. I have also finished my conversation. So the main point is, مَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ, whoever makes intentions for Akhirah, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعِيَهَا, makes efforts thereto, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعِهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. سَعِهُمْ means efforts, not the attainment. Here the question of passing is not at all there. Intention and efforts, that gives you the full reward. They have made intention, they have made efforts, you could not become a hafiz. Allah gives you full reward. So our houses should be houses of Islam. Peace is the nature of outcome. وَلَا نُحْيَنَّهُمْ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. I will give them a pure life. And I devoutly recited in the beginning, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Very simple verse. For them is good news. How can you get good news without peace? Peace is the simple corollary. Peace will definitely come. You look at the life of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at the life of all saints of Islam. Look at the life of the companions of the Prophet. How the Prophet behaved with his wife and children. Every time Fatima radiallahu anha would come before him, he loved her so much, he would stand up. Fatima was his fourth daughter and the last child. But he loved her so much, he used to stand up. But when Fatima asked for a maid servant, she said, Fatima, I will give you something more useful than a maid servant. Besides, Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. We all know this story. Fatima went to meet him to get a maid servant. He gave not the maid servant but zikr. Allah, bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. I finish with that sentence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be careful, listen carefully. Certainly in the remembrance of Allah do the hearts get peace. Peace is inevitable if you follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He has ordered. If you follow His Prophet Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah give us tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Yes, manager? Can we make a prayer? We make a small prayer. الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ الْكَرِيمِ. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا واخطانا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقه لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. It is allowed to talk in the midst of supplication. What I have recited just now is a dua, a supplication. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. This is in Surah Furqan, Surah number 25. Allah Himself is teaching the prayer. O Allah, make our wives and children, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Make them the peace of our eyes, the coolness of our eyes, قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Make us all, myself, my wife, my children, make us what? لِلْمُتَّقِينِ إِمَامًا. We become the forerunners of the muttaqun, God-fearing people. Adbhut. Wonderful prayer. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. We should make this prayer for our children and wives to get peace in the house. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى وما توفيقي الا بالله عليه توكلت واليه سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت